This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, most of us accept that the Earth is a globe that orbits the Sun over a period of a year. Now, imagine the Sun is shining its light onto the Earth. In your mind, you're probably seeing half the globe lit by sunlight and the other half in shadow, or nighttime. So how can anybody expect me to believe that on July 8, in the year 2022, at 8:15pm Sydney time, and I quote, 99.164% of the world's population is between dawn and dusk, unquote. But it turns out that this quote is not that wild. Now, the first trick here is to realise that about 90% of all humans live in the Northern Hemisphere. The second thing is that the Earth doesn't spin around a vertical axis, but is actually tilted from the vertical by about 23.5 degrees. So at the June solstice, which happens every year around the 21st or the 22nd of the month, the North Pole is in continuous 24-hour sunlight, while the South Pole is shrouded in perpetual darkness. So the Northern Hemisphere gets much more light than the Southern Hemisphere. Now, if you go to a readily available time and date website and check out the little map that shows you where sunlight is falling on the planet, at 8:15pm July 8, that's a few weeks later than the summer solstice, you'll see on the left-hand side of the map that the shadow of nightfall just misses both North and South America with a fuzzy boundary. That's twilight. And on the right-hand side of the map, again you'll see that the shadow of nightfall misses the mainland of Asia as well as Japan and Taiwan. And going a bit further to the right, you'll see that both Australia and New Zealand are well and truly in the darkness of night. But we get more people in daytime a few weeks after the June solstice? Wow, how come? Well, near the equator, Indonesia and the Philippines are very highly populated. On the actual solstice of 21st or 22nd of June, they are partly in the dark. But if you give just a few more weeks for the sun to move further south, there'll be more light for an extra 10 million people in those islands. Now, the next thing to consider is that there are not just one, but three official and quite different versions of twilight, you know, that fuzzy boundary between the sun being above the horizon and full darkness, where the stars are completely visible. The three versions of twilight are civil twilight, nautical twilight, and astronomical twilight. Civil twilight begins when the last of the sun vanishes below the horizon and continues until the centre of the sun is 6 degrees below the horizon. By the way, 6 degrees is roughly 12 times the diameter of the moon or the sun, which are each about half a degree in diameter. In civil twilight, there's enough light to see what you're doing, but streetlights and car headlights begin to switch on. In civil twilight, you can just see the brightest planets, such as Venus, begin to appear. The second type of twilight is nautical twilight, which runs from when the centre of the sun drops from 6 degrees below the horizon to 12 degrees. Now, sailors can navigate in the daytime because there's the sun, but they cannot navigate in civil twilight because there's no sun and not enough stars. But in nautical twilight, there are enough stars to begin navigating again. The third type of twilight is called astronomical twilight. Astronomical twilight runs from when the centre of the sun shifts from 12 degrees to 18 degrees below the horizon. Now, for you and me and the sailors, this is effectively night time. But astronomers, well, they're more picky. And there's still too much light to see the stars really well. So let's put it all together for July 8 at 8:15pm Sydney time. First, 83% of the world's population could see the sun, depending on the local horizon and the local cloud cover. Another 7% were in civil twilight, where they could walk around perfectly easily with no problems. That adds up to 90% of the world's population. Another 6% of the world's population, at 8:15pm Sydney time, July 8, were in nautical twilight. Now it gets tricky. Early on in nautical twilight, there's enough light to get around. But later in nautical twilight, it's pretty dark. So let's count half of those people in nautical twilight, in other words, about 3% of the world's population, as having enough light to get around. So that gives us 93% of the world's population with enough light to walk around without running into things. Just to finish off the numbers, 3% of the world's population were in astronomical twilight, and another 1% in full nighttime darkness. So for anyone who found this TLDR, or too long, didn't read, here's the THM, or take-home message. On July 8, at 8:15pm Sydney time, about 93% of the world's population had enough light to see what they were doing. That's not 99.164%, but it's still a surprisingly large percentage of the human population. Do you now feel more illuminated than 5 minutes ago?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.